Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. My name is Tina Staley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, metaphysical and healing arts teacher, as well as a heart and soul coach. This evening, our show is about Akashic Records, accessing your past life. And we're going to read your past life as well, heal your past life at the same time. And I'm going to go over a little bit about what Akashic is. Okay, I'm just going to mute all of the readers right now so we don't have background noise. Just quickly, I'm going to turn you guys on later on. But just quickly, I would like to kind of talk a little bit about Akashic Records so some of the listeners will understand what Akashic is. In my understanding, each one of us is the Akashic. Akashic is the collective consciousness, or is our energy field. And some may call it as a library, as a super giant computer, and they're all contained inside of us, or each one of us, in our energy field. And we can access information from our own Akashic. We are that library. We are that supercomputer. Each one of us is a mirror of the desktop, and we are co-creating our books together as one whole collective giant library. And this is why we can, this is how we can access information for each other. Okay? And it's a very powerful tool to learn about yourself, to discover yourself, and also to be able to connect to your higher self or who you are. And you'll be able to heal yourself through a Akashic healing room. You can access your past life information. So you can heal your past life, you can heal your fragment, you can heal your karma. You can read the soul contract. You can read your soul destiny. And pretty much you can access any information that you like. And it is simple. Everyone has that gift to be able to do this. And this is why I come in. I offer this class. I offer a specific template so that you learn how to read. You learn how to tap into this information. So if any one of you would like to have this gift and learn how to, I teach online via teleconference call, and I teach locally here in Los Angeles. My work is based in Los Angeles, California, USA. So anyway, I'm just going to get started by introducing some of my past students who are now practitioners. So the first person I'm going to introduce, give me a second. All right, Chari. Good evening, Chari. Can you introduce yourself and tell yourself a little bit to the listener, who you are and what you do?
Hi, everybody. My name is Sherry. I've been a student of Tina's for a few years now. And what a difference it's made, and how I've enjoyed the ride. Akashic classes have helped. I just can't express enough how much they have helped me. And everyone that I know that's taken them with Tina is transformative. So I highly recommend that to anybody. Now, I do Akashic readings. I help with ascension processes. I do astrology and tarot cards and psychic readings. So my information is available on Tina's website. And if you just want to contact me, I think my phone number is there. And if you just have a question or something, feel free to call me. I'm really excited to be here tonight and looking forward to it. So thanks awesome. For having this, Tina.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, Chari. Chari almost didn't make it today, so she did her best to show up. So thank you for being here. Eve, good evening, Eve.
Hi there, and hello to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for coming in. I am a physician, but I am not practicing anymore. I've decided to go from medical healing in the traditional way to actually soul healing in the spiritual way. I am finding that it's really hitting much more deeply, and it bleeds into so many areas of people's lives. So I am an angel card reader and other oracle card reader. I am a certified Akashic Record practitioner, thanks to Tina's wonderful teaching, who will even provide in-depth soul path readings, absolutely, Tina, including where one's soul originated. I specialize in reading chakras for relationships. I love to read chakras. I will do this for individuals as well as for couples. I can visualize the chakras and find where they are blocked, and I can give these areas healing as well. And finally, I call on the Holy Trinity of one's subconscious, conscious, and higher spirit, who can speak to me regarding your areas of greatest need and point you towards your highest good. I am listed as one of the practitioners on Tina's site. I'm sorry, Tina, go ahead.
Well, sorry to cut you off, but the Trinity is going to be on this Thursday for this show that Eve's going to be doing.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I also do read photos, and I'm looking forward to doing these readings with the listeners tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eve. Tess.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Good evening.
You calling me, Tina? This is Tess.
Yes, yes. Tess is new here, so she just finished talking a few months ago. So, Tess, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tina, and what a lovely panel of women. My name is Tez. My most dedicated training is yoga. I teach yoga in the Los Angeles area. And my work is really about clearing the body, connecting to the body, finding your posture, and your posture is an expression of yourself. And I was introduced to the Akashic Records about a year ago, and then I took Tina's course. And for me, it's been so helpful in my practice and with my students. If you are in Los Angeles, you can find me. I'm Yogi Tez on Facebook. Thank you, Tina.
Wonderful, wonderful. You can also find each one of them through my website and through Meetup. All of them are in my Meetup members. So the Meetup is subconsciouschannel.info. Once again, it's subconsciouschannel.info. Please go ahead and join this Meetup if you'd like, because this is where we list all the classes and activities, including Blog Talk Radio Show. You can also look them up under practitioner on my site, personal site, which is subconsciouschannel.com. Once again, it's subconsciouschannel.com. All right, we're going to get started because I know some of you are anxious and get your readings and find out, you know, what all this is about. And for those of you who are new, this is going to be a very fun, exciting experience for you. All right, so we're going to begin by just doing a short meditation here. All right, let's do some breath meditation. So I'm going to ask everyone to just come along and just get yourself in a very relaxed position and begin to close your eyes at this moment. And as you close your eyes, listen to the sounds of my voice. And you begin to allow yourself to just focus on your breath at this moment. And as you breathe in, just breathe in deep. And just follow your breath as it travels down through your spine, all the way down to the base of your spine. And just begin to allow yourself to become aware of the sensation of your breath. While you're doing this, notice how you begin to slow down, slowing down your thoughts. Slowing down your body. Begin to feel so relaxed at this moment. Not very often you get to slow down. So let's take advantage of this moment. And exhale through your mouth when you're ready. And now the next breath. I want you to breathe in. The beautiful red rose color. you can just pretend to smell the scent of the red roses. What does it smell like to you, and how does it make you feel? And begin to fill up your whole body with this bright red color. It is the color of your first energy center, your root. You allow this color, the consciousness of this color, to heal that part of you. When you're ready, just begin to exhale, flow. Allow the red to take, to bring out everything that no longer works for you. And now let's breathe in the next breath, our beautiful bright orange. Perhaps smell the scent of the orange. Breathe down from head to toe. Allow this orange to heal your second chakra, your sacral. If you don't know what the chakras are, do not worry. Your subconscious mind will take care of it. Exhale when you're ready. Let the orange take you in all the stuck old emotions. And now we're going to smell the scent of that bright yellow lemon. Smell it now. See how bright it is as you breathe in and smell the scent. Let this color flow down from head to toe. Let it heal your third chakra, your mind, your ego. Let it flow all over you, touches every cell, every fiber, every organ of your body. Let it heal. And begin to exhale and flush out all anxiety or any negative thoughts. Let it all go. And now the next color, we're going to put in this beautiful bright green color. It's the color of the trees, the plants. You may begin to pretend to smell the scent of all the green plants or nature. Let this color of the heart center heal you. Begin to fill in this color of your heart if you like. It is a beautiful healing color, abundance color. And the spirit expansion of your heart center is healing. Now we begin to just release it, let it out through your mouth. Allow the green consciousness to take away all that's no longer good for your heart, or all energy, all feelings, any negative feeling, let them all go. Now we're going to breathe in the color of the sky blue. And just feel how peaceful the sky blue makes you feel, and just fill up this energy of peace into your whole being. And allow yourself to just float and flow, just like a beautiful sky blue. Relaxing, peaceful. Let it flow and float. Feel the throat chakra now. Exhale, slowly out. When you're ready. Now we're going to breathe in the beautiful indigo color. Allow this color to shine in your third eye, the third, sixth chakra. Allow it to clean your tiny form right in the middle of your head. Allow it to become bright, white light. Now exhale, slowly. Now the next color is going to be this bright, white light. Begin to heal and open up your seventh chakra. Feel the tingling sensation on top of your crown. Slowly let out the white color at exhalation when you're ready. And now begin to come back into your body as you begin to take the next breath in. Coming back to your body, open up your eyes when you're ready. And we're going to start with the first person. Area code is 704. And the name of the person is Melissa. Melissa, good evening. How are you? Are you there?
I'm here. Good evening.
Good, Melissa. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
And why are you calling from this episode?
North Carolina.
Beautiful. Welcome to the show, Melissa. So, Melissa, what I'm going to ask you, I got some of your information already, but all you need to do is just state your name. And the reason for that is just so that the reader can tap into your vibration of the sound of your voice. And just wait for a few minutes until to tap into connecting to your Akashic Master and, you know, get your past life information. Sometimes it takes them a little bit of time just to get started. So go ahead, Melissa. Just go ahead and say your name, please. Three times.
Melissa Haynes.
Okay. So while we're waiting for them, I'm just going to mention about if you would like to take any of these classes so that you can have the technique and the template of how to access your own consciousness. Just go ahead and join and meet up at subconsciouschannel.info. I make announcements and I teach one-on-one. I teach via Skype or phone conference call. So, or you can just email me and just connect with me if you're interested in any of my classes. Anyone's ready? Eve, Shari, and Tess.
I'm still working on it, Tina. I just wanted to let you know, maybe no one else is having this trouble, but in case they are, I hear your voice, but I'm really having trouble making out your words.
Okay. So can you hear me better now?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for letting me know. Maybe because the speaker is a little bit away from my mouth. So thanks a lot for letting me know. So
you
now quickly, while accessing your information, Melissa, if anyone would like to connect with any of these practitioners, their information is on my website, which is subconsciouschannel.com, or you can go to connect with them and send them a private message at my meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info, I-N-F-O. This is where we list all the classes. And you will notice a lot of classes are being taught locally. But all you need to do is just email me, and then I'll set up the class, you know, one-on-one with you if you're interested. Because I feel that everyone has this gift. Anyone can do the reading. Anyone. You don't need to do the reading if you don't want to. You can just learn and access information for yourself, for your family, for your friends, or heal yourself. And this is what some of people do also when they come to my classes. All right? So while we're waiting, so for if anyone's ready, let me know so I can let you guys start it before I continue on going.
Tina?
Yes.
Can I ask you, tonight, are we doing past life? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Okay, that's what I thought.
That's okay. That's okay. Because we switched, you know, we switched everything. So
another minute.
We can look. Yeah, that's fine. So now, just quickly, I would like to kind of make an announcement about my personal service because I don't talk about it as much. I am certified clinical hypnotherapist, so I offer private counseling in hypnosis, both traditional and also spiritual hypnosis. And what is a spiritual hypnosis? I offer quantum healing hypnosis, and it's a deep soul level. I'm connecting you to the higher self, connecting you to your fragmented self, so that way you can bring all your fragmented back, also connecting you to all to your angels, to all your guides, and also to heal your soul at the deep level. So I also offer traditional service, you know, such as confidence, self-esteem, your inner child, stop smoking, weight loss, just about everything, you know. And the service doesn't have to be in person. I offer service via telephone conference call, via chat, and also via Skype. So it can be done, it doesn't matter where you're at, all around the world. I do have some clients outside the country as well. And besides that, I teach many modalities of healing classes, such as Kundalini Reiki, Usui Reiki, Angel Reiki, shamanism, Reiki, and all kinds of different healing classes and metaphysical classes. And many classes are listed on my meetup, which is at subconsciouschannel.info. All right, I'm going to check with my practitioners here. Any one of you is ready for the first person?
Hi, this is Eve. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. All right. The lifetime I have gone through is where you are living in the medieval times in Europe. You are a male. You are a tall man. And when you ride down the street, people scatter away. And I'm taking this to be more symbolism for you. Often what we see clairvoyantly is symbolic. And what I'm seeing is that you are a force to be reckoned with. However, there is something that is scattered in your energy. And so it prevents you from completing your mission, what you want to actually accomplish. And I am feeling that you have leadership skills in this life, and that there is, while you do take care of a number of accomplishments during that lifetime, there is something farther and larger that escaped your grasp simply because you were probably early in your lifetime lessons for focusing and being able to take your ambition and funnel it through to one place so that you could excel and surpass all others in that place. I'm feeling that somehow this connects. Usually if we see something, it often connects to this current life theme, spirit, your higher spirit, and the Akashic Record Keeper would like to help you during this lifetime. And so what I'm seeing is that it is very important now for you to focus your efforts, because you are a woman of strength, you are ambitious, you are motivational to others. You know how to talk with people and persuade them. There's a level of charisma about you. So you have all these talents. You are set to be a leader. What's necessary for you now is to communicate your life vision, so you can, if that hasn't been formulated yet for you, you can look up vision online, see the technical definition, so that you can literally create a written vision for yourself. Because we all have an idea of what vision is, but there is something, a purpose larger than you that you are here to accomplish. And the main obstacle or the main challenge to overcome, it feels like, is for you to focus and to be able to communicate. Also, it might help you to take advice from someone who has some creativity so that you can navigate around whatever it is you need to accomplish your goal. That is what I have for you, Melissa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, next.
I can go.
Hi, Melissa.
Are
you ready to go? Oh, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, me? I'll go.
Okay.
Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, when I look in, I kind of get a vision of a broader sense of maybe where your fears may be coming from. So, as I see you, I see this beautiful woman with her hands tied behind her back. She's got her hands tied behind her back and a look on her face like, what do I do? And there's this expanse of dark fear behind her, almost like a landscape of dead mountains. And so I'm not sure why that image came to me. But taking you into the healing room, I think maybe it's just taking a moment to recognize where your fears are, that maybe you are afraid of something, acknowledging the fear, and then from that, you can be that beautiful woman striving after her goals. Something like that. That's what I got for you. I hope that is some sort of meaningfulness for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tess. All right, Shari.
Okay, Melissa. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, so, Melissa, when I look for a past life with you, I find myself in a really cold climate, snow. There's snow on the ground, but it's beautiful. I think it's in the Americas. There's a white horse next to you. I wouldn't say it's real far back. And many times, we get different things, different lives or different energies from your different readers, but they'll have a commonality in it. And so, for me, I see this woman, and peculiarly, she's dressed in purple, which is, I'm not really making sense of that. And then I see more purple, and I would imagine that you like the color purple now. So she's a very powerful woman. She can, she's clairvoyant, she's a psychic, she can see things, and people know that about her. People come to her for that. And at the beginning, she is amazing with it. And like so many times in the past, that kind of practice gets, in the past, has gotten people in trouble. And so there's a fear of that, and a kind of sense that the other readers picked up on that fear too, like almost a fear of the visions that he would get. And so I think that's kind of why I'm seeing that this one is, because it's kind of a carryover into this life, and that sometimes you will see things clearly and you don't know why or where it came from, but you're a little afraid to go with that because in this past life, anyway, you were sought out as something really bad. It ended badly for you, and so what I'm hearing though now is that you have all the tools that you need. And it's just that little tiny bit of fear that's there, that once you look at it, fear is just, what you're not willing to see, right? I think that the carryover, because now I see someone like with a wand in their hand, reaching upward, and like gathering your magic again and bringing it into a practical, everyday form, and grounding it in an amazing way. And so I think that could help you if you wanted to do some kind of teachings like that or anything like that. I see that your intentions are to see the best in everyone, and that's what makes you beautiful, and that's why everybody loves you, because you bring out the best in everybody. So I think the message here is that fear of that the fear of the clairvoyant visions that you could see so clearly and spectacularly, really, is kind of veiled still right now, but that is lifting, and I think that as you begin to kind of realize that that is a self-imposed veil, this life, and that that you have an ability to see things that is incredible, and so I think that once you start even just toying with the idea that that's possible, I think things are just going to become very clear to you, and you will be a seer again. So, okay, that's what I got for you, Melissa. And the color purple is all around you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Melissa, can you give a little bit of feedback? Just basically know that the past life is like a storytelling that, you know, its energy is always mirrors to the present lifetime. You know,
mm-hmm.
So come and share with us a little bit of all this resonates with you.
I am actually a Reiki master. I'm kind of going through the whole process of looking into the five clairs and everything, and I had done a past life regression. And with Eve, I was back in medieval days as a knight, I think, working. I had something to do with the church, and she was correct on trying to get focused now on what I want to do. It's kind of like the vision she said. I'm trying to find my vision of what I need to focus on. And as far as the fears, I was told I was actually a healer in past lives. And I think I have subconscious fear of what happened to me then. That's kind of I'm working on now. And I, Terry had said, there's the veil there that hasn't yet cleared. But that was spot on.
That's beautiful. Awesome. Appreciate your feedback. Very nice. All right, Melissa, please join our blog talk here. Join our meetup. If you would like to kind of further your gift, you know, open up your veil, know that I offer these classes, not just classes, but I offer so many classes that can assist you in opening up your vision. Okay, and this is what happened to all my students here that I have assisted. I have you got to have a certain template that get you there. So, anyway, thank you so much, Melissa. Good luck, and keep in touch with us. If you want to connect with any of these practitioners and get extensive detailed reading, hearing with them, connect with them. Anyone that you resonate with them, just connect with them. They will meet up on my own personal site. Again, subconsciouschannel.com and subconsciouschannel.info. Thank you, Melissa. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Now we go on to the next person. There it goes. 503. Deborah. Good evening, Deborah. Where are you calling from?
Washington.
Welcome to our show. So, Deborah, go ahead and state your name three times, please, so the practitioner can sort of zoom into your vibration.
Sure. Deborah.
Okay. So just wait for a few minutes until this happens to Akashic folks. You know, what they do, they go into Akashic Hall, connect with the master, they get your book, and then they just kind of get that impression, and you can kind of get all information for you. Absolutely fun journey. So again, for those of you who just listening, yes?
Oh, this is Eve. I'm ready to give her a reading. Is
go
Eve
ahead,
ready?
Please. Yes, please,
right,
go ahead. Please.
Hi, Deborah. This is Eve. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I am enjoying the little movie playing in my mind's eye for you. I have you living in ancient times in an arid location, and you are a woman who in a time and place where men clearly prevail in society and women are chattels, somehow something happens in your life so that your situation is transformed. You become a matriarch of your family. It seems that there has been a death of a male in the family.
You become in charge. Mm-hmm. But there's even more than that. I'm feeling that you have some, in that lifetime, you have some unique gift that others recognize, and that allows you to actually hold a place in society that would otherwise be held by men. This is unusual within that society. It's a sign of strength for you. And really, all these events where you climb up in within your family, you are the matriarch. You're the person in charge, is what I'm really trying to say, of your family, not just the oldest mm-hmm. woman in the family. But you actually, for the generation before you and in front of you, you become the person in charge for your family, the prime decision maker. It's the echoing I'm seeing in your experiences in that lifetime are that you find greatness after a life-changing event. If you hadn't had perhaps your life partner who had disappeared, and it looks like, he was killed in a battle. If you hadn't had this type of experience, which could really crush anyone, particularly in those times, because a woman without her husband and then with children to raise, that's quite a burden to bear. We know it is nowadays. Imagine, without technology, without cars, without, you know, when you're out in nature and the elements. You've overcome a lot, and you have excelled. And it was through other people seeing in your community there how well you were performing and how keen your decision-making skills were that someone in the right place at the right time noticed another talent of yours, probably related to this, but I'm not able to see it right now. What I am seeing is that you have been able to arise from significant life events, and powerful revelations have led to change. You have come to times when you could either crumple up and feel like dying, or you could try to fly and spread your wings, and you have been a rising phoenix. And I'm feeling that we are at a similar point or coming to one in your current life, that there are things that are happening that are significant for you, and you have found out or will find out that there's a situation, there is something that needs to be changed. It could be something that you've known about and been procrastinating about. It could be a new revelation, but you're going to come to a realization that whatever the situation is, it can't be ignored and action is necessary. And it is a moment of awakening and also a moment of freedom, which is, I use that word because that's what I saw, that you were given just a skosh bit more freedom in that very chauvinistic society way back in the day, simply because of the way that you arose from the depths of despair, from losing someone very important in your life. So what I want to do is really through spirit, because this is what I'm feeling, your higher spirit and others around you saying that whatever these new insights are for you from whatever's been going on or is about to go on, allow these to motivate you to embrace the path of your heart's true desires and your intuition. Your spirits are around you and nudging you. It might be a matter of simply of suddenly seeing the truth, but there's going to be rapid, inevitable change that follows. And I just want you to take your wings and soar. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right.
Hi, Deborah. It's Terry.
Go ahead, Chari.
Okay. Deborah, do you have a daughter?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a younger female that you're close to?
No, not really.
Not really. Because as I go in, I see like a younger daughter. Okay, what could be in that? Okay. But yet a carryover. Okay, so I also get a time, I'm in a time that it is long, long ago. I see you almost like with a crown on your head. I wouldn't say queen, but there's a crown on your head. And sitting in a chair that is almost like a throne, like, and making decisions for a lot of people. People come to you for decisions, for monies, for help. And I see this young girl with you, and that young girl played a vital role in that life. She's right with you. Okay, so what I'm feeling is that that power did come about almost suddenly. You weren't born into it, so it was a little bit different for you than most. Most people in that kind of a position. So that made you uniquely able to feel friendly with others that. With people that maybe weren't on that same level, I feel like, and also like Eve said, I felt like there was a loss of a man there, but a daughter that was right there. Okay, there was water. There was. I feel like the loss of the man maybe came on a boat. And I'm not sure how you feel about water now. There may be a carryover. What they're telling me now is that there is a change right now that needs to be made, and that all of this, what they're showing me is kind of is them telling you that you must focus on wanted to manifest wanted. What they're telling me is that you have the power to manifest what you want this outcome to be. It's really the choice is yours. You can manifest it either way. So, and they're telling me to tell you to take back your power. You have it, and don't be so quick to give it away. I see you have the world at your feet. Really, I feel like in this lifetime, you're coming. You're coming of age, like right now you're getting real comfortable in your skin. You kind of have the world. You're really understanding the world in a way you haven't before, and that you are the manifester of the reality that you are in. And I think that's what it is kind of leading me to. Maybe there's a little resistance to financial security right now because of something in that lifetime. But what I feel is that you can manifest it differently quite easily, and that you can have what you want. Also they're telling me to... Okay, they want you to have more fun with your life and to take back your power, and that everything should come really easily to you after that. This decisions that need to be made will be very clear, and they can turn out to be just the way you want them to if you just believe that. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Deborah.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Kat. Kat, are you there? Hello, Kat?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was on mute. Hello, Deborah. I'm sorry.
Hello.
I was talking to you. I was like, why is no one responding?
That's okay.
Okay. All right, Deborah. So the way I see past lives is kind of like a screenshot, like a picture that tells 1,000 words. And I see you as, and the idea of this picture is from that we can see where our blocks come from, perhaps. So let's see what I see. I see you as a woman with short hair, kind of masculine, and you are running away, and you are looking behind you at who is chasing you and who is coming after you. And perhaps in this fear, you throw daggers at what you perceive to be people coming after you. I asked, what is this? What does this mean? And what I get is that perhaps, you know, if there's any sort of block or unhappiness in your life, maybe with relationships or just, you know, as all of life is really relationships, that's just any part of life. And to take a look and see if you're doing this, if you're looking behind you, seeing, always expecting someone to be coming up behind you running, and in your fear of this, you throw daggers quickly. I also saw you that when you, if you look into this and it's, and if that resonates with you and you find something, that perhaps it's in this moment when you stop that running away, that proactive punch, really, a punch to those who may harm you, that it's in that moment that you can really blossom in your beauty and feel good, do the things that you want to do, stand tall. So in that vulnerability is an opportunity for some peace. So I think that's all I have for you.
All right. Deborah, would you care to give a little bit of feedback for these ladies?
If I kind of go through, I think Eva and Sherry both were, I think the gist of it is that I just kind of need to face what I've been doing or what I haven't been doing or whatever, and kind of make what I want to do happen for myself. It's kind of what I get from it. And there is currently a lot going on in my life, so it plays if, you know, my past life is similar to what is happening right now. I can see it, definitely.
Right. It's a mirror of the energy of what's going on right now, yes. And when you see that, you can begin to just change it, you know, and that way you don't repeat that pattern again. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. We're going to move on to the next person, okay? So thank you, Deborah. You have a wonderful night, and please don't forget to join our group or follow our blog talk, please. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So now we're going to go to the next person, Ashil. Ashil, hello, are you there?
Hello.
Ashil?
This is Dale.
Okay, looks like, let me see, he's got a different number. Well, Dale, you want to go ahead and just state your name and have this lady read you? You're the last person because we're running. We got 10 minutes, so hopefully we have time for... All right, Dale, go ahead and just say your name.
Dale.
All right, just wanted to let you all know we got down to 10 minutes here, so we have to be quick about the last one.
Can you tell us your birth date, Dan?
9/10/64.
Okay, Dale. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Okay, so, you know, the first thing that comes up for me are stars and planets in this lifetime. So I'm feeling that you are very, a very accomplished astronomer slash astrologer. And I would imagine in this lifetime you like to look at the sky. You had plenty of money in this lifetime. There was no need to. This was just something you did because you felt like you just had no other choice. You were just driven and extremely gifted. I feel like, you know, maybe you even wrote some stuff about this and taught others. And the way you came about your knowledge was, in some way, like, otherworldly, I'm going to say. And in so doing this, you were like healing. I keep hearing healing, healed, healer. Yeah. Okay. So, and this knowledge would help in healing, but instantaneous healing. Okay. So. Yeah, I'm not clear how this relates to this life right now, but I see a lot of masculine energy before. Females were not allowed to have such knowledge in past lives or in past times in history. So I think that's what they're telling you now. Don't be afraid to bring in knowledge that is right under the surface with you. It's not fantasy. It's not science fiction. They're giving you knowledge. You should write it down and share it. So that's what I'm getting for you, Dale.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So we have to speed up a little bit now, down to 6 minutes. Eve and Tess.
Sorry.
Yes, I will do a two or three sentence. The scene I see is that you are an Asian member of royalty or a family of considerable influence. I cannot see your sex, and it's not even relevant at this point. The symbolism I see is you are on wheels moving forward, and in this current life, there seems to be a situation. If you have been delayed in making movement, or if you have decided that you're going to perhaps turn in a new direction, or that you have the energy to go with more gusto, this is the time. Fortune is on your side. It's portending a time of positive change and good luck, and I want to congratulate you on that. You needn't have fears about taking your steps forward, because good luck is going to follow you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tess.
You bet.
Yeah.
Yes, Dale. Quickly, I will. My first impression that I got was of incredible youth and sensuality, and from that I got an image totally, completely different from everyone else of you as just a young child, and I haven't been able to look too deeply in it, but as if this in this past life you were a young girl child and you died very young, and so something from that, maybe holding on to, I'm not really sure. I see it as a very beautiful thing and a beautiful moment, and I know we have very limited time.
Okay.
But I recognize a very beautiful youth sensuality with you.
Could be a little pressure when we have this limited time. All right, Dale, would you care to give feedback to this lady, please?
It was awesome because Sherry was right on point about things about, and you know, with the looking up in the sky. I'm always looking in the sky, and stars and moon. When I was a little girl, I just loved to look at the stars and the moons, and, you know. So you know, and I do feel that this is my time to really shine. You know, and I think all of them was on point on everything. I really feel, yeah, get great readings.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Gail, for feedback.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling in, sharing your energy. Everyone who call in, I really appreciate your presence here. And I also want to thank Eve, Cherry, and Pat for being here, sharing your gifts. Absolutely appreciate that. And just quickly, don't forget to follow our blog talk here. If you would like to have extended tarot reading with these ladies, please connect with them through my personal website under practitioner. It is subconsciouschannel.com. Or you can join our meetup group. This is where we list all the classes. And these practitioners, they are also members of this group. It is at subconsciouschannel.info. All right? And if you're interested in classes or in my private counseling and hypnosis, please email me at astroandtarot@gmail.com. Once again, it's astroandtarot@gmail.com. It is also on the Meetup, my personal site, and also on this blog talk. Again, connect with these ladies. Just go to the Meetup, subconsciouschannel.info, and you just can connect with them. Email them if you want extensive reading. Until next time, which is going to be next Thursday, we're going to have a different show. It is called Communicating with Your Holy Trinity. And it's going to be there that evening. It's the same time, 7:30. So until then, we're looking forward to see you guys. And just tell your friends about our blog talk and just follow our blog talk. Well, thank you, ladies. Eve, Shari, and Tess, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate
Thank you, Gina.
And your wonderful, beautiful gift. Thank you. Until then, have a lovely night, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you so much.